News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The voice of the community, your brother Slaughter up in here. Get it. Exactly where I'm supposed to do it. Yeah. And so up under me, that's Chaka Khan. You know, back when she had them blue jeans on, was laying back in the bed, and I had her toes up. You remember that? Album cover. Album cover folks know what I'm talking about. Okay, you know. 404-892-2703 is my number. Lines are lit. I got a slot or two for sisters only. Blow me up. It's Women's World Wednesday on the movement. As such, I got a special guest. She's a friend of the movement. You know, she be rolling through here periodically. And she is an advocate for medical cannabis.
That is correct.
And she's the president of something around here. But she didn't bring me no bio stuff, and nobody.
We've done this before.
I know we've done it before, but still, you act like my. You act like I ain't old.
Let me help refresh your memory. I am the Georgia chapter president for Minorities for Medical Marijuana. We started our chapter here in Georgia last summer, last fall. And I just
said the name of the
Georgia Minorities for Medical Marijuana.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, put your hands together for Sister Nicole Buffon.
Thank you.
All right, now.
Thank you.
Now.
Thank you.
So you back.
I'm back. Last time we spoke was April.
Right.
420.
Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted to talk about today, because we know we were waiting for some changes in state law.
That's correct.
And how did that work out?
Well, the governor signed into law in May. Mm-hmm. The PTSD and chronic pain are now added to the list of diseases that allow you to qualify to have a THC, low THC, high CBD card.
Okay.
And so that, of course, is going to open up the market for thousands of more people to want to register to get their THC card.
Mm-hmm.
What the governor refused to do is to allow in-state cultivation. So he refused to allow safe access for those thousands of patients and thousands more to come that will register within the next year or so. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things we're lobbying for to the next governor, the new governor that will come in and take over the reins, because the buck stops with the governor in this state. We are a non-referendum state. We cannot vote law into law. We have to rely on our legislators in order to do that.
So you got a big push coming.
Yes. We are launching this week Georgia Votes for Bud, which is an education-based campaign. It's an issue-based campaign. Mm-hmm. We are making sure that we are educating the voters. We're letting them know which candidates support cannabis evolution in this state and which ones don't. We're not telling citizens which candidate to vote for, but we are informing them on which candidate stands, where the candidate stands on this particular platform.
Okay.
The two objectives we are looking for, the main objectives, is safe access, which equates to in-state cultivation, the only way to provide safe access for the patients.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing we're fighting for is statewide decriminalization.
Yes,
we want
you
to stop locking us up for possession of this plant.
Of course.
With murderers and rapists. And it doesn't make sense.
Right.
You're filling up our jails, your private prisons, with people that can be good for society if they weren't locked up and charged with a felony.
Exactly. And the other thing that's so hypocritical about the U.S. is, it's like, if you don't get caught, it's like you okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but if you get caught, you the devil.
People you know of color are four times more likely to be caught, even though we know everybody uses it at the same rate.
And I tell, exactly.
Yeah.
I tell my children all the time, you know, they ain't looking for nobody but you.
Exactly.
If they was looking for everybody, they would find everybody.
Exactly.
But they ain't looking for everybody.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Let me tell you. Now, this is why I'm excited. Women's World Wednesday, of course, I just get excited. And I just get excited to see you, too. You
know, so that's a good thing.
But I also get excited when I see a sister like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York City.
Oh, so powerful.
Okay, you see that?
What she's done.
28 years old,
mm-hmm.
right? We just started a new feature here on the movement called Millennial Monday.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get you thrown on that for that.
Yeah, too. We've got some millennials that are leading this cause, so I'd love to bring them on.
Okay, so think about it. Your campaign is to push folks to vote.
That's right. Register them to vote.
Okay. Think about it. In 2019, millennials will be the majority in the country.
Yes.
All have the opportunity to vote.
That's right.
Right? Because to be a millennial, at this point, the cutoff is you were 20 in 2016.
That's right.
Okay.
They call them Gen Z now. That's the new millennials.
That's the folks after the millennials. Okay, so millennials are about to take the reign. Mm-hmm. You watch your sister in New York City. She's about to take the reins. Mm-hmm. Okay? And she took down the most powerful Democrat who was projected to become
the leader of the House. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay.
So all I'm saying is.
And she did it with vigor. She did it with truth. She did it with conviction.
None of that mealy mouth, wishy-washy. She's standing for medical marijuana. She was standing up for decriminalization.
Take ICE out.
She's for killing ICE, the Immigration Service. I mean, very, very progressive and ultra-liberal stances she took as a disciple of Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what that says to me is this moderate, middle-of-the-road, mealy-mouth, concessionary approach to campaigning and governance.
It's working. Yes. I credit these kids with March for Our Lives. What they have done for their generation is like a boost. Like, they have given their generation a reason to want to be politically involved. Mm-hmm. So I give it to these Parkland kids. They're right now on a tour across the country trying to get as many registered voters as they possibly can. And they're talking to their community, to their demographic. And you can see the results of what they're doing is working.
I think it's high time, and we have the opportunity to bridge the gap between what we call generations, all right, and come together. I'm talking about baby boomers, Generation X's,
that's right,
as well as millennials.
That's right.
And making a serious pushback against the tyranny that we're finding in our state as well as our federal government.
The Students for Sensible Drug Policy Alliance is going to be part of our campaign, the Georgia Votes for Bud campaign. I'm really excited to have them on board because they're young people that are involved politically with their communities and at their schools. Mm-hmm. And they're starting a chapter at Georgia State this year.
Okay.
And so we're going to be able, to partner with them. Our goal is to get these governor candidates in front of a debate. We want to ask them specific questions.
See, this is interesting because what I'm looking at is, historically, what people have done is use this kind of moral argument against cannabis, right? Mm-hmm. And what groups like your group are doing is saying, wait a minute, there's no moral issue with us. You got the moral issue.
Right.
You want people to suffer without having the opportunity to have their pain alleviated.
Yes.
You got the moral issue.
I ask this all the time. If we were living in Jesus' times, what would Jesus do? Would he tell you to go take what the Romans are telling you to take? Or would he say, listen, my father says this plant works, does the same thing that what those Romans are trying to tell you does.
You don't put the Jesus remix on. I'm with it.
I'm just saying, the plant has been around for thousands of years. Yeah. And it just in the last 81 years, the United States was instrumental in making sure that it was demonized and criminalized.
Yes.
But before that, you can walk into any pharmacy and get it.
And people are, and you got to understand the history behind that.
Yeah.
Because it was directed as a campaign against black men.
Absolutely.
And black men.
Black and brown people. Yeah.
Saying black men and brown men smoke
jazz musicians.
And smoke reefers. Mm-hmm. And them reefers make you want white women.
Well, Harry Anslinger famously said, yes, no, absolutely. Harry Anslinger famously said, when darkies smoke this weed, it makes them think they're as good as white men. And that was enough for him to confess in front of Congress, in front of hundreds of other white men in 1937.
Think that you're as good as white
men. Right. And that was enough. That was enough of an argument to criminalize and demonize this plant. And that's what they did.
Okay. So we're living in a sick country now.
Yes, we are. Opioid epidemic is taking out hundreds of people every day in this country. Hundreds of people.
Man, I was talking to one of my colleagues yesterday, and he was saying that his child, his granddaughter's father up in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, heroin overdose.
No, it doesn't.
Out of here.
It doesn't discriminate. This opioid epidemic isn't like the crack epidemic of the 80s that it just attacked, you know, poor socioeconomic communities. This is attacking soccer moms and urban and every community you can imagine it's touching.
Yeah. And I just read a story a little while ago about this police who just touched some fentanyl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they had to give him start his heart back. Yeah.
Just touched
just inhaled it. I think it was on the floor of a car or something.
Man. That's some serious stuff there.
Yeah.
I choose the alternative.
So do I.
We're at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to continue in our conversation with Nicole. My lines are blazing fully now. And I see my first sister on the line. And so we're going to be able to open up when we come back.
Great.
Because it's a Women's World Wednesday. I wasn't talking to nobody else till I got to talk to a sister. I'm just, you know, through with that. All right. 404-892-2703. Listen, this is my part right here. You ready? Listen, here you go. That's my part. I'll be black when I get back with more of this thing called The Movement and Nicole. On The Movement with Dr. F.K. Slaughter on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. That's the Hutchinson sisters from out of Chi-Town City, also known as the Emotion. You like that?
Yeah, it's real nice. It's real nice.
Oh, man, that thing.
It's real nice.
Those sisters, their voices, you know, like naturally, velvet. They naturally harmonize, you know, just like chocolate syrup and milk, you know, and it just mixed together.
Together real
you
nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Like silk, baby.
With a shot of Amaretto, you know what I mean? 404-892-2703 is my number. It's a Women's World Wednesday on The Movement. In the studio with me, Nicole Buffon, who is an advocate for people, for human beings who need help with pain.
Yes.
Who are struggling and suffering with disease of different varieties.
Crohn's, IBSD.
That, and that these people who don't want to become slaves to opioids and who are looking for alternative means to see about themselves, to care for themselves, and to have some kind of agency as it relates to how they go about doing that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Instead of being a slave to the sick care system.
Mm, that's right.
I said something. Anyway, the lines are wide. The lines are blazing, and it's Women's World Wednesdays, and of course, sisters are escorted to the front of the line. I see my dear sister Ebony. Ebony, come on in and holler at Nicole.
Good morning, Ebony.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Great, thank you, sis. How are you?
I'm phenomenal as always.
Great.
Dr. Slaughter,
that's what I'm talking about. Good morning, dear sister. I love it when you're phenomenal.
Love it.
I'm phenomenal.
Yes, I love it.
But I think this is a phenomenal topic as well.
Yes.
As you know, Doctor, first of all, let me just say that I sat on a panel with Rashad Ritchie and quite a few other people, D. Dawkins Hagler, for the decriminalization of medical marijuana or marijuana in the city of South Fulton.
Yes.
I felt like it was important for me to do. I'm friends with Mayor Pro Tem Mark Baker, and I talked with him at great length when he was coming up with this bill or legislation. And I thought it was important for me because there is a voice that's not being heard. I'm a 19-year survivor of gun violence. I was an innocent bystander, shot in the face. I've had a host of residual medical issues. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing worse. I had the blessing to have invisible scars. From outside, you can't tell I was shot. The worst thing is, when you have invisible scars, no one really cares about your pain.
Right.
If they say, how you doing, and it's a tough day, and you say, well, it's a tough day, they pat you on the shoulder and say, look here, you're alive.
You're alive.
Happy, let it go. There's other people out there who got no legs. And listen, there are other people who have no legs, but it doesn't minimize or negate the level of pain that I'm feeling.
That's right.
And I felt punished for all these years to even speak of my pain because people felt like you were being ungrateful. So I suffered silently. And this medical facility will create a dependence on opioids. Because if you can't talk to anybody, you find a way to soothe your pain.
Yes.
And the doctors were more than happy to shove Valium down my throat like it was going out of style.
Yeah.
Now, I never became addicted, but I will say I was opioid dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do speak up, you know, when I sat for the panel, it was odd because the reporters wrote a story and they said, the former opioid addict, Ebony, and I'm like, what?
Wow.
Like,
that's
wow.
how they described you?
Oh. Wow.
I promise to God.
Oh, wow.
My sister said, you were hooked on opioids? When did this happen? Because we were here. I was so humiliated. Like, what is wrong with these people? Always looking for a story. And I started to call the reporter. My sister said, don't do it. They want to drag you into this. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't say anything to them.
Well, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. That is the so they have to put some type of controversy to make people in the headline to make people even want to read it. I myself, as an HIV patient and a chronic kidney disease patient, I am well aware that being public about my own diagnosis puts me into a category mm-hmm. where people will try to categorize me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that because the more I speak publicly about my diagnosis and what I'm dealing with, the more people I can help. And so I'm not ashamed of it. You can't be ashamed of it. If you're no longer, if you never were, but you're no longer an opioid addict because of cannabis, and that's something to be proud of. Talk about it. Mm-hmm.
There you go. I thought it was important to speak for people who are suffering silently because I didn't fit the face of what the community thought the person who would use marijuana would look like. And
exactly.
I had to let them know. It's not just some guy on the corner with his pants sagging.
That's right.
There are people who look like me, run families. I want to be here and present and not on Valium, not zoned out and zonked out and can't be a participating member of society. And cannabis allows you to do that. So kudos to you, sister. And Dr. Sauter, you
Thank you. Always have
thought-provoking comments and topics, and I love you.
Thank you so much.
I love you,
too.
You always got great commentary. Appreciate you. 404-892-2703. Keep it moving on the movement. I see you, Lee. Come on in.
Dr. Slaughter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Say hey to Nicole.
Good morning,
Nicole,
Dr. Good morning, Lee.
All up in the, microphone.
I was speaking actually to Nicole first today.
Yes, sir.
Not going to the main thing yet, but cannabis is an herb from the earth.
I don't even
have to discuss whether it should be illegal or legal.
That's right.
Because I don't like getting in leagues with people that aren't in an equitable impression of myself with them.
Yeah.
Now, getting to the thing I wanted to call about with Doc in these terms of voting and such.
Mm-hmm.
Protest and relevance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for anyone who achieves a goal they set. However, my bigger question is, after the voting does not again work, is there...
See, that ain't what we're talking about. No, we're talking about... No, come on, now, Lee.
But see,
what we're talking about a person... We're talking about a person who just won, who just tore down...
No. You're talking about a distraction that is making us believe that there's something about...
Man, bro, come on, man. I mean, I'm just as big a conspiracy theorist as the next person. But what I'm saying is that a young lady by the name of... Okay, so you're going to talk over me while I'm trying to talk.
I'm listening.
We ain't going to be able to do that.
I'm listening.
Okay. A young lady, 28 years old, was able through groundwork, through grassroots efforts, to activate enough people to take down the fourth most powerful Democrat in the country. And you're going to tell me that that's game? That's a distraction? No, man, that's our future if we'll grab hold to it being so pessimistic about everything.
May I?
Yes, you may. You got 15 seconds.
Had no outlet to use all of that organizing love energy that she evidently have for something other than this corporation. You keep teaching people that this is not a corporation.
I ain't teaching people that it's not. What I'm teaching people is that you got to be involved and that you got to participate if you want some change to happen. If you want change to happen, and I just knocked you off, you might still be talking and you don't hear me like responding to you because I can't hear what you're saying. Anyway, we all over the 45. We'll be back when we get back with more. Oh, you got one more break in you?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. I'll see y'all on the other side of the break on the radio. That was ridiculous. Movement. Your personality has that news and talk. And you love me. 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Just the way hey, I want that song right there, you had to be in an Oldsmobile 98, a Buick Electra 225, or LeSabre, or, you know, old school Impala to even listen to this, okay?
That's right.
It won't even play in none of these new kind of cars. You know what I'm saying? That's that Denise Williams.
Take that.
Yeah. And the thing in common that those two last songs have is, you might have discovered it, that's all Earth, Wind, and Fire production. That's Maurice White on the boards on that. Yeah. Late great.
That's why it sounds so good and familiar.
And the beautiful. Yes. And spiritual. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because you love me. That's the way I want to be loved.
I love it.
404-892-2703. That's the number, Shawty. Get up in here and get in this conversation with me. I got a slot open for a sister to slide up in right now. I see my brothers. And I got Nicole in the studio with me for one last break before we put the second hour in the can. And so, let's get a call in. Hopefully my caller speaks to what we're talking about. Come on, Keith, I see you.
Yes, good morning, Reverend Slaughter. How you doing this morning?
I'm very well, Brother Keith, and you?
Oh, I'm very well.
Good morning,
well,
Keith.
Good morning. Yes, Miss Nicole.
Yes, good morning.
Buffon.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Oh, yes, the organization.
Yes.
What's the name of your organization?
Minorities for Medical Marijuana is the name of the organization. You can find us at mmunited.org.
Okay, I'd like to talk to you about that. I'm interested in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
What I was calling in about also was to talk about particularly the veteran who was my neighbor. I didn't know him, but he was from Mapleton down the road, and they announced on the news he took his life down at State Capitol.
Yes. He set himself on fire.
Mm-hmm.
In protest of the VA's treatment for his PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and I feel like, it seemed like to me, it felt like, okay, he lives out here, and that's David Scott's district. He set himself on fire down at the state capitol, mm-hmm. I guess somewhere, John Lewis district. Mm-hmm. So I'm compelled to, as a veteran myself, I'm compelled to now step out and announce that I want to open a veteran VFW chapter mm-hmm. in his name and his honor. And I'd like Reverend Slaughter on our meetings that we get with, you know, I like
on
to
think
talk
tank.
About
you
want to
talk about it at Think Tank on First Fridays?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And okay. Also... and also we talked about my Hebrew name. I don't know if you remember our conversation when we were talking about whether I was going to change my name. Well, I have my name, so I wanted to announce that too.
Well, okay, you got the world stage, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to announce my new name, I'm going to change my name to, my Hebrew name.
Go ahead and do it then.
Okay, Ephraim Benjamin Yashael.
Okay.
Ephraim Benjamin Yashael. Good to meet you, sir.
Yes, nice
Thank
to meet you.
So I'm putting this out, but I'm moving by faith, and I'm trying to keep up with it. So bear with me and be patient, but I'm interested in being in contact with all of y'all.
Well,
and I'll get that information, Reverend Slaughter, for you on Think Tank for the first of the month.
Well, you could reach out to me at Cannabis Connection World, .com. That's my website. And like I said, mmunited.org is Minorities for Medical Marijuana website. We'd love to be able to help you with giving the resources that veterans need. So okay. Anything
yes,
that we can do. PTSD
it.
Was just added to the list. So that'll help a lot of veterans
yep.
out there.
I was glad you
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you mentioned
we,
that.
We're gonna get the movement moving.
All yes,
right.
sounds
Thank
good.
We should you. Call Ephraim Benjamin.
Yes.
Yeah.
That way.
Gotcha. Who's this on to? Aline. Come on in, sister. I see you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole, and good morning, Dr. Slaughter.
Good morning, Aline. Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a comment, Nicole, in regards to the medical marijuana.
Yes, ma'am.
Unfortunately, it's gotten a bad rap, just marijuana. I've never partake, you know, never experienced it, but I know I've had cancer before, but I also know that if it's something that will help you medically, to keep you from being so so taxed with the regular medical field, and if it lets you be able to live a quality life better than what you were living if you are having those kind of medical conditions, I'm all for it.
You know, there's a new medical, there's a new marijuana-based pharmaceutical.
Yes, there is. I was just about to announce that. Okay. that just came, Epidopics or something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but just yesterday they announced that pharmaceutical companies have come out with a new cannabis-based medicine that helps people with seizures, with epilepsy. They've known for years, the government has known for years, the medical benefits that cannabis has. But out of greed and racism, they refuse to allow the plant to have the freedom that it needs in order for the people to be able to use it. So it's no secret what it can do medically. Yeah. I know plenty of people that have defeated their second bout of cancer just by using cannabis instead of chemotherapy. So
all right. Well, that's good to know because, like I said, being a recovering cancer patient, this thing may come back. And if it comes back,
listen,
I want to know my options.
Yes, I got you. Just reach out, okay?
And thank you for your call, Eileen. All right. Nicole.
Yes.
Give me your social media stuff.
Yes, Cannabis Connection World. Please follow us for any information. We've got an event coming up this Friday, the ABCs of CBD, to really help you to understand the benefits of hemp and CBD and what it can actually do to help you individually. So please, Cannabis Connection World, join us.
All right. Any other connectables?
just reach out.
And you got the thing coming up when?
On Friday. This Friday.
Right. And it's where?
And it's at the Gallery, East Atlanta Village. Okay. Just go to my website, cannabisconnectionworld.com, and you can get all the information you need.
Very well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Slaughter.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you, the movement.
Again.
Thank you, callers.
All right. Peace and love.
Stay medicated, y'all.
Yeah, man. Movement.